What is the National Food Plan trying to achieve?
So Green Paper really is a draft. It's the government's ideas that we're getting feedback on. And I suppose the National Food Plan is the government's first attempt to bring together all of its policies from the food system into one place. And food's diverse. We all interact with it every day. And the government's involvement in the food system is broad as well, from health to manufacturing industries to agriculture to emergency management. And it's trying to bring all of those policies together and look at the gaps that might exist and what we need to do. Make sure that we have the right settings to face future challenges like climate change and a continuing high Australian dollar and the need to produce more food with less land and less water, but also to make sure we're in the right position to take hold of any opportunities that present themselves. And we know that the world is growing and world demand for food is growing. And our neighbours in Asia are becoming much more affluent and looking for sustainable or healthy, green, high-quality foods. That's something Australia's really well positioned to provide.
And some of the issues that were raised from the farmers in tonight's meeting was the supermarket duopoly. A lot of them see that as a really big problem, and also, I guess, the lack of a skilled workforce. You've been travelling the country talking to farmers. Are these issues that are presenting themselves elsewhere?
Yeah, they certainly are. I mean, I think there's a lot of common themes across Australia, and certainly the issues around the supermarket and the length of the supply chains and the need. A lot of people want to see more local food eaten and produced. And so there's been a whole lot of range of discussion about different ideas around that and around trying to help people better understand agriculture and the value that agriculture brings to our country.
Well, I'm Jeff Stevens, farmer from Denison. I used to be a dairy farmer. I'm now beef and cattle farming. I come along tonight to this meeting because I despair where agriculture is going. Farmers are being attacked from all sides, and particularly with all they have to do is produce cheap food. And I hate to bring up the supermarket bogey, but when I watch the supermarket CEO, particularly the one ex-Tesco man, he just totally disregards any farm input, and he has this very well rehearsed story that they've used in Europe and just talk the farm problem down because no one complains to us, so they can't have a problem.
And I think that was one of the big themes of tonight's discussion, wasn't it? The concern over the supermarket duopoly, and especially the fact that I think even in this Gippsland region here, you go into the big supermarkets and you see, you know, broccoli from Queensland and various other places, even though we're growing it down the road in Lindeno.
Yes. A while back, food miles was a problem or seen to be an issue, but it's disappeared now. It doesn't seem to matter where the food comes from or how much it took to get it here. We have to have it fresh 12 months a year. Seasons don't mean anything. And I just wonder, we produce very good, clean, local food. Why we can't, you know, support that to the hilt rather than be wanting to bring food great distances?
And Jeff, during the consultation tonight, you said that a lot of the farmers are being essentially held for ransom by the bigger supermarkets.
It's like this. If you have a crop, whether it be 50 acres or whatever, I'll call it a perishable crop with a short lifespan, lettuce, tomato or something like that, and you are expecting X price for it, and when it's ready, they offer you half that and sort of say, well, take that or we don't want to know you. What option have you got? Because they have 80% of the market between the two of them, and you've just got to sort of fall into line or fall out.
And what's it like for you as a farmer?
Well, I'm in beef, but I see our biggest problem is regulation and cost being imposed upon us.
And tonight, the National Food Plan has also been about finding solutions, I guess, to a lot of these problems that we've just mentioned now. Do you think that the National Food Plan is going to be effective in perhaps solving some of these issues?
We would hope so. I hope that the government realises that farmers have to make a profit. We can't go on being below cost of production agent in the chain.
My name's George Laws. I have worked on the land in the Gippsland region for some 50 years. We're losing people who work on the land because the remuneration isn't good enough, because they don't feel that they're going anywhere.
Do you think that the development of a national food plan is going to benefit Gippsland farmers?
If the remuneration to the land is less than what the land is giving to us, we will eventually see the land ruined. And if the remuneration to people who we want to come into the industry isn't good enough, and there aren't things in the industry which will interest them and keep them there, then that also will have a return, which is not very nice. It might be two decades down the line, but it will arrive here.
So where do you see yourself in the bigger picture, Gerry, as a Gippsland farmer?
As somebody that's very disappointed at where we ended up. Back in the 80s, I thought we'd end up being one of the food bowls to Melbourne and all the rest of it. Now, what I see is I just shake my head, because I don't see things have been fixed up. People say that this will get fixed, that will get fixed. There will be an array of regulation and all the rest of it. We instead had deregulation, which has cost a lot of jobs, costs a lot of local business, because our town's dying. It will eventually cost Australia